Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Everybody, and welcome to the Clay County Corner. Sorry, I wasn't hardly ready to get started. This morning, we're hoping to inform you of some local stuff, some events, and just some general information about Clay County. This is Susan Bailey broadcasting live in a corner room of the historical Clay County Courthouse on the square in Salina. This radio broadcast is sponsored in part and hosted by the three-star volunteer program of Clay County, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, and by Kicks Country. We're live every morning on Thursdays from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. on WVFB 101.5 FM. This show is going to be rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock p.m. on Kicks Country. This will give you an opportunity to tell some of your family and friends in some of the surrounding counties to catch that evening rebroadcast. If you let them know, also family and friends from other states can even listen in, a little bit delayed, but they can listen in through the Delhalla Horizon website at www.delhallahorizon.com. Just click on the link on the Delhalla Horizon webpage to catch this week's show and even review previously recorded Clay County Corner broadcasts from Kicks Country 101.5 FM. We want to thank Delhalla Horizon for collaborating with the Clay County Corner to provide this service to our neighbors that are near and far. Don't forget to call in for the birthday and anniversary announcements and for the drawing of a Salina Dairy Queen cake. Call starting today and give us names for the next week for birthday and anniversary announcements. Now remember, I got a few call-ins this morning for the, I think, the 23rd and the 28th, but remember, today's drawing will include the week of August 14th through August the 20th. To call, just leave a message on 931-243-5574. And somebody is going to win a delicious Salina Dairy Queen cake every Thursday, and it could be you if your name is drawn. Be sure to drop in to the Salina Dairy Queen and take advantage of some of their good breakfast and some of their great lunch and dinner menus, too. Listen today about midway through the show for this past week's announcement, and for the winner of the Salina Dairy Queen cake a little bit later. Remember, the number to call is 931-243-5574. This week's winner can pick up their certificate to claim the cake at the Clay County Chamber of Commerce today after 10:30, anytime after 10:30 this morning. And remember to start calling after the show today for the next week's announcements, which are going to cover the week of August the 21st, August the 27th. When you call, please wait for the tone to start speaking. Speak slowly and clearly so we can get the correct information. And be sure to tell who it is, maybe what their birthday year is. Are they 15, 16, 2, 5, 100, whatever, however old they are. And be sure to say who the birthday wish is from. I want to thank everybody. I really enjoy hearing everybody say that they are really enjoying those ice cream cakes. And we're very happy to be partnered with the Salina Dairy Queen in this special surprise for someone. I want to thank Frank Walters, the owner, for his sponsorship for the ice cream cakes and contributions also with various activities within our community. He actually stepped up, I'm trying to think, last weekend we were challenged to help supply some food for the rescue squads that were visiting from other counties and from Clay County who were up doing a search and recovery at Delhalla Lake. And Frank just jumped right on that and sent several hamburgers up. So we want to thank him for that. We've got a good show for you during the next hour, so go grab that extra cup of coffee and then sit back and get ready to hear about local Clay County happenings. Now, I personally have a special announcement this morning. I had a surprise last night. My son, William, burst in the back door and surprised us all by showing up in his Army fatigues for the final time, because he's now a civilian He has served his enlistment, which included a deployment to Afghanistan, and now he's ready to bring the next phase of his life. I was a very proud mama last night, and I've been wearing these dog tags. I think I can probably retire them now. We're going to begin today with the Clay County Schools, and then later we'll do birthday announcements, and then telling all about the activities that are coming this next few weeks. So when we go to break, grab a pen and a paper, and be sure to jot some of this stuff down, especially if it's something you want to remember and tell somebody else. Sharing the Clay County Corner this morning with me will be Miss Melissa White, the Clay County High School Principal, Mr. Jerry Strong, Director of Schools, and later Miss Kathy Merritt, a three-star volunteer. We'll return with Miss Melissa White and the Director of Schools, Jerry Strong, after this short break with our sponsors.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. You see me around the neighborhood and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid.
Well, I'm one out of every five children in America and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me.
We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Good afternoon, this is Elaine Closure. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route.
Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter Paints dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter Paints, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
There are superheroes among us. They are citizen warriors back home from duty. Even superheroes need support now and then. That's why the Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Program is here to help. We serve today's heroes, National Guard and Reserve members, before, during, and after deployment. To learn more, visit yellowribbon.mil. A message from the Department of Defense.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner this morning. It's a little bit rainy outside, but it's not bad. At least it's not scorching hot today. I have Miss Melissa White. Welcome to the Clay County Corner this morning, Miss Melissa.
Thanks, Susan. Happy to be here.
Glad to have you. And I've also got Mr. Jerry Strong with Clay County School Board. Welcome, Mr. Strong.
Thank you for having us.
Well, you know, I know that this is not a slow time for you all. This is a very busy time. We just wrapped up the first full week of school, and that's a big hassle, a big challenge to begin with. So I know that y'all are really busy, and it's you got just a lot of things that you've got on your plate, and I do really appreciate you being here. But we did just wrap up the first week of school. Do the students seem to be adjusting very well with the 2015-2016 school year?
At our school at CCHS, I think they're adjusting quite well. We don't have a whole lot of changes in our schedule. We have a couple of new CTE programs that we're excited about. A mechatronics course with our TCAT partners in Livingston that will enable our students to get some actual certifications on a quarterly basis.
That
program. And then if they choose, they can complete the program after they graduate. Uh-huh. So we have that new on campus.
What kind of certifications are those?
Well, it's really above my head, and Mr. Strong may know more about the specific certifications than I, but the program is basically industrial maintenance age, you might say.
Okay.
It deals a lot with electronics and robotics and so on. So we're starting that program, and Mr. Strong was very instrumental, of course, in wanting that program on our campus. And Myra West, the director, Dr. Myra West, the director at TCAT, wants it also, so it's working really well so far.
Well, that sounds awesome.
And we also have been included a work-based learning program for the first time in a very long time at our school. Miss Amy Dodson is overseeing that program, and that's where we'll have some seniors actually go out and work during school hours. And it's not the co-op program
it
that we remember.
It sounds kind of like that,
But it isn't really. There's more of a curriculum involved.
Very good.
There's classwork, and then they will eventually work in their program of study area that they've taken throughout their high school career.
Well, that sounds wonderful. That's given the students so much more to be looking at and developing a future interest in, too. Well, another big, big thing that you all had announced just a couple of weeks ago is the Reward Schools Award. And I get confused on, is it Award School or Reward School? But it's just an awesome.
It's Reward, but it is an award in that sense. I'm so proud of it for the Miss White and the accomplishments at Clay County High School. This is the second year in a row that they are award school, the top 5% of the schools based on growth that they have done at that school. And it's quite an honor. It's a prestigious thing. And I'm going to let Miss White, I'm not going to steal the show from her at all, but I do get to brag when I go to her meetings in the Upper Cumberland. We have the only high school in the Upper Cumberland that has achieved this, this year, and then for 2 years in a row, that's a huge accomplishment.
You know, that is phenomenal, and that's definitely something to bang the drums about.
It is, and we do often. Almost every morning when I make announcements to our students, I will remind them that we are a reward school. And I was doing the same thing at about this time last year, thankfully, and some of the teachers reported to me that the students were saying, when is she going to stop talking about that? Well, the answer is I'm never going to stop talking about it, because that's how proud of my faculty and my students that I am. It is all on them. How they perform is how we become a reward school. So I congratulate our faculty and our students and everyone involved in helping us achieve those goals.
Absolutely. Well, it's just like bragging on your child.
Absolutely. You know, those are our children.
It is. Absolutely. Well, how is a recipient for this award determined? How does that work?
Well, the state of Tennessee determines reward schools in two different ways. They have two categories for their award. One is for progress, which is the reward that we have received the last 2 years. And basically, to be that, you have to be really good at growing your students individually so that they score way above on their state tests than what they were predicted to score.
Mm-hmm.
We can see clearly, and we show our students what the state predicts them to score. We conference with our students twice a year so they know their data. And then we develop strategies with the students to say, these are the things we're going to do to exceed what the state predicts for us. And the students accept that state prediction as a challenge, and they do want to exceed it. And so we really work on mastering individual student standards with individual standards with individual students. And as a result, we have huge growth individually for students.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that we have the highest test scores in the Upper Cumberland in every subject area. That's not what that means if you are a reward school for progress. It means you're growing your students faster than anybody else. So we're in the top 5% of all schools in the state of Tennessee, not just high schools, but all schools, for the way we're able to grow our kids. And, of course, eventually the achievement, which is the other way you can become a reward school, will come. When your test scores are really, really high across the board, then you can be a reward school for achievement as well, or as they call it, performance. And it'd be a really awesome goal to have both at the same time. There are some schools, about 10, I think, this year, that were a reward school for both growth and achievement.
So our goal right now is for Clay County High School to be a reward school based on achievement, and then Hermitage Springs and Salina K-8 to be reward schools based on growth.
Absolutely.
And we're heading that way. I'm so proud to be part of this school system right now.
So it does include every school age, from kindergarten or from first grade?
Every school scores, and of course that depends on what school you have, at grade levels
the,
you have.
The cumulative
school.
Or the...
No, it's really is actually just your scores from last spring.
Okay.
But
okay.
They determine it to be the top 5% from last spring scores.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but it does, you know, I didn't know if it was just a high school or if it did include the lower grade level too. So that's good to know.
There are two Upper Cumberland elementary schools that are reward schools this year.
Then we need to join them.
Oh,
sure.
Absolutely.
And we're well on the way. I hope that the other principals of the other two schools in the county won't mind my speaking out of school a little bit to say congratulations to them on their growth.
Yeah.
Perhaps you'd like to speak with them later about that, but they had massive growth last year.
They have growth that needs to be talked about, that they should be very proud of. Those teachers are accomplishing a great deal.
Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Maybe we can get them on board. Is it uncommon? How uncommon, I guess, is it to receive the award more than once? How many times, or you may not have the numbers on how many times that's been accomplished, but it is unusual to receive that award twice.
Well, I had told Miss White last year when she received it, I said, "No, it's going to be hard to do again." And
that was a challenge right there.
That was a challenge right off. How do you do that? And she put a lot of pressure on herself to accomplish this, and the teachers just fell in line that it was something they wanted to do. And it's the spirit at that school that's done this. And so is it difficult to do? I think it's extremely difficult to do. Miss White, you need to comment on that.
I do think it's difficult to do because when you have huge growth one year, and to be frank, we had really good growth even the previous year,
mm-hmm.
you know, 3 years ago. So it's hard to keep that up, but in a way it's not, because it is a challenge too. The students know they want to maintain that. The teachers know they want to maintain that. The community wants it. It becomes like any other goal. If you have procedures in place to reach that goal, you probably can.
Yeah.
You know, we do get new students too. You know, we rotate new freshmen in every year. So those are new students that we can grow.
Mm-hmm. And stimulate with the challenge,
yes.
too.
And a challenge in of that itself this year is you have 100, right at 100 freshmen
103,
come in.
Just to be specific.
Wow, I knew it was right at 100, so it's past 100.
It's
just
huge
a little bit
for us. Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, the biggest part, you mentioned goals. Goal setting is one of the biggest motivators that you can have, and then encouraging, looking at those goals every day, even, and pursuing those goals actively. If you set a goal, you know, the top 3% of highly successful people are goal setters.
Of course.
So that's important, very important. Talk a little bit about the student role and faculty role together in this accomplishment. How do they interact with each other? You mentioned that you address the students a couple times a year, and how does the faculty get involved directly with that?
The faculty and students know they're a team. The new students that we have learn it pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
The first data conference that each of our EOC teachers has with their students is in October, right after they've taken their first what we call benchmark exam. That's to show us how well they're doing so far on the standards that have been taught up until that point. And at that point, those teachers will sit down with those students, show them the data they have from their benchmark exams, other assessments they've taken already in those courses, and including the Tennessee predicted scores for those students. They'll analyze it. They'll say, now, how are we going to work together to make sure that you exceed this goal or exceed this score that the state has set for you, and how to keep growing on your benchmark scores. And they actually have strategies individually for students.
Mm-hmm.
They can revisit that anytime they want to. But most importantly, honestly, is that students are assigned to what we call standards-based RTI, or extra help, based on how they score on individual standards on individual exams. That's honestly the key. The teachers track that. We have a data link system that Ms. Karen Davis, our academic specialist, who's very important in this process too, by the way, introduced to us. It's a computer-based system with a Scantron, so that teachers can actually see which students need help on individual standards, not just the whole test, let's say, but individual standards. And they bring those students in for remediation, and they keep reteaching and retesting until those students show mastery on those individual standards. And honestly, that's where the growth comes from, concentrating on individual students, individual standards. The students know their data. They talk about it. They know the jargon. They're very good at it. Mm-hmm. And the teachers help them individually all the time.
Mm-hmm. So that's where a lot of the motivation comes from. You've got genuine interest in the student. Big, big difference if they know my teacher really cares about how well I'm doing. You know, you hear so many times negative, and this is such a positive that we've got going on out there is the student-faculty involvement.
The relationship is the key to anything in education.
It is.
There's another aspect of this that's important. We call it the Exceed Challenge. And many years ago, we had an Exceed network in Upper Cumberland and involved a number of counties. Now it involves Jackson, Pickett, and Clay County.
Mm-hmm.
And the directors, us three directors, if you will, we set up a competition just like we do in our sports where we take pride on who's the best, has the best basketball team or football team or volleyball or any of the sport. We're doing that in academics now. And really is a brainchild of Joe Barlow down in Jackson County that we do this. And we have a trophy that we give. And, mm-hmm. and Ms. White, you can elaborate on that. We don't have all the trophies, but we have one of them, and we're planning on getting all of them.
Well, let us take a quick break,
a break,
and then let's hit that hard. Time for a break, and we'll be right back.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
For those with mental or substance use disorders, what does recovery look like? It's a transformation. It's a supporting hand. It's new beginnings. When does recovery start? It starts when you ask for help and support. Join the Voices for Recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
I'm in almost every school bus in classroom. You see me around the neighborhood, and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid.
Well, I'm one out of every five children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me.
We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. This is Susan Bailey at a corner room in the old historic Clay County Courthouse, and I'm sitting here with Mr. Jerry Strong and Miss Melissa White, our high school principal and our Board of Education superintendent. And I've called him everything, director of school, superintendent, supervisor. He's just everything. He's a little bit about
everything. Actually, we're called a lot of things.
That's true. When we closed just a minute ago, or rather when we went to break just a minute ago, we had just hit, Mr. Strong hit on the Exceed Challenge program. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that, because that is a good little competition going on. I remember you popping out one night at a basketball game and sharing that trophy, and
absolutely,
that was a lot of applause and a lot of standing up there going on. Talk a little bit more about that.
We like to showcase it at our sporting events because that's where we have our largest crowd.
Right.
But parents and students are getting quite used to our academic progress and also our challenges with other schools.
Mm-hmm.
And really it's awesome because our students are beginning to interact with students from Jackson County and Pickett County mm-hmm. in these academic competitions, and they're becoming buddies, and they don't have to automatically not like one another because they're
right.
from different schools.
Right.
And we get to know each other's faculties well. I'll talk about the trophies in a second, but let me just explain that we do have these three challenges that we do.
Uh-huh.
Each school hosts an event where we have all kinds of competitions, academic competitions, and the school that hosts, of course, provides food for those that come in, and the other schools come in with their busloads full of students, and we all compete together, and it's peaceful and wonderful, and all three schools usually have people that win various competitions, and but we brag, you know, if we win the most.
Well, of course.
Yes.
You've got to have bragging rights.
So Jackson County hosts theirs in November. They're typically the first one, and we
okay.
host usually in February. Had to do it in March last year because of the snow. And then Pickett County hosts a competition in April. So that really is just for fun. It doesn't
mm-hmm.
really have anything to do with who wins the trophies.
Mm-hmm.
The trophy is we have a huge perpetual trophy. It's about almost 4 feet tall. And it travels from school to school based on who does the best in three specific categories of competition throughout the year. And these are based primarily on test scores, of course. In the original year, we won at Clay County High School the smaller trophy for having the most growth from our plan to ACT test. Our plan test is what our sophomores take in preparation for the ACT.
Okay.
So we won the smaller trophy for growing most, again, growth, we
right,
talk about growth
right.
a lot,
mm-hmm.
from plan to ACT.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that particular competition, the principals decided last year would be replaced this coming year with another growth competition,
okay.
and it's EOC growth, and I suspect since we are a reward school, we may win that this year,
oh, I hope.
That particular trophy. We haven't met to decide or find out who's winning. There are two other smaller trophies. And the other two smaller trophies are for the highest EOC test average across the board and then for the highest ACT composite score average.
Okay.
So we don't expect to win every category, but we respect we expect to be first or second in every category, honestly, and I think we may win that perpetual trophy this year.
That's awesome. You know, I always hear, used to, you never, what you heard about the ACT test was, oh, I've got to get up at early in the morning on Saturday and go take my ACT test. You heard a lot of grumbling and mumbling. Now I'm hearing the kids bragging about their scores
mm-hmm.
and talking about, I've got to do it, I've got to do it again. They're anxious, it sounds like. They're anxious. And it's a tough test. It's a long test, and it's, you know, you sit down, and it's usually on a Saturday, and it is a tough thing to do. But I'm hearing them bragging about it and talking about, I got to get ready for it, and I got to go to bed, and all those kind of things that we used to have to push them. And myself included, you know, get pushed to do.
We've had a fantastic response from our students. The last 3 years when we've given the ACT, we've had 100% attendance from our juniors, and that's we never have that on a daily basis, you see.
No.
But on ACT day, we do.
Uh-huh.
And it's been wonderful that the central office staff will come and serve them breakfast. Including
mm-hmm.
Mr. Strong. That's his idea, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right, Mr. Strong?
No, I don't think I'll take credit for that. But it's very enjoyable because
yeah.
you want to support those students on that day, and it's an important day. And they realize the importance of it. And I think they realize even more by the central office being there and supporting them on that
sure
day.
Sure it is. That's a big, huge chunk of support right there for them. And it makes the chatter beforehand exciting. And it, you know, gets that adrenaline going and wakes that brain up.
Mm-hmm. And we say to each individual junior class, this is what last year's junior class did.
Uh-huh.
I challenge you to do better, and they really do want to do better.
Uh-huh. That's awesome.
And if you can, talk about the data wall.
That's a
showcase for Clay County High School.
Mm-hmm. That's something that we implemented when I was principal the first year. Mr. Jason Dodson and I, who was the assistant principal at the time, we attended a session at a High Schools at Work conference in the previous summer, and they emphasized the importance of data walls where you can see exactly how you're doing, whatever data you choose to put up on the wall to track,
mm-hmm.
and so the teachers can see it every day, the students can see it every day, and parents can come in and see it anytime
right.
they're in the building,
mm-hmm.
and any not I don't want to say stranger because we don't have strangers in our building,
right.
but any maintenance person who's coming through for whatever reason can see it, and it advertises what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And our data wall is so important because it shows where we were
mm-hmm.
4 years ago and where we are now,
very
and it
good.
Shows where what our goals are for next year.
Okay. Now, where is this, excuse me, where is this data wall?
It is in the main hallway,
okay.
and you're in the school often, Susan, so you
I
should
know.
Look at it.
Yeah.
It's right by the library.
Okay. I'll have to go and take and peer at that next time I'm in there.
You should.
I'm anxious to see it. Well, that's, you know, that's an instant instant gratification, I guess, having that posted so that the students can see, and the faculty, because they, the students' accomplishments are the faculty's accomplishments.
Absolutely.
Too. They can certainly take recognition for the fact that their students are doing very well. Okay, what you mentioned an EOC picnic when we were actually on break. Tell me about that. What was that?
I'm so glad you asked. this is actually not for growth. This is for achievement.
Cool.
We instituted this. We borrowed the idea from Jackson County. Uh-huh. You'll hear that we borrow several things.
Well, it's
from Jackson
good to
County.
Share.
Yes, and they were doing this as a reward for their ACT. And so the first year that I was principal, we advertised it that way. If you score a certain thing on the ACT, we're going to have a picnic for you.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, to be honest, the class didn't quite make it. So we decided we would roll that over to the EOC scores,
okay.
The end of course exam scores that our students take in the spring. And so now if a student has one advanced score, again, this is by achievement, not growth. If a student has one advanced or two proficient scores, they're eligible to go on this EOC picnic.
Well.
And it's going on today, as a matter of fact.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Well, at least you're not having to worry about keeping them extremely hydrated. You're not having to worry about, you know, heat exhaustion or anything like that. It's a nice kind of day outside.
Right.
It's cloudy, but it's still a good day compared to what it's been.
An awesome day. Lots of fishing poles were loaded into trucks to be taken over there. Mr. Daniel Strong is in charge of this picnic for
uh-huh.
us. He, of course, is our assistant principal and has become our data man. Lately, especially, he's emailing me things at 1:30 in the morning, some data that he's put together. That's how much he's into it.
Yeah.
His football coaching experience comes in handy there because he's a stat man, you know, by nature.
Oh, right, right.
So he's the one, to be frank, who's overseeing the picnic because, honestly, he can run the hills and, as I say, hollers
Absolutely.
Better than I can.
Yeah, them hollers.
I would say hollows, but that doesn't sound right
doesn't.
Here. So.
It doesn't fit. It absolutely doesn't fit in Clay County or in Tennessee, for that matter. So they are actually, you mentioned fishing poles, so they're actually getting to really kick back and have some fun.
Sure.
And have a good, relaxing day.
Hike, swim, fish, play ping pong, sit and talk to the teachers who are with them all day if that's what they want. Again, it's relationship building. It has lots of purpose.
And they may be one or two that has their algebra books with them studying for a test or something.
I'm sure that's well, true.
I'm sure. Wouldn't surprise me at all. Well, if some of them mean old teachers have something going on tomorrow, they might be doing that. Oh, my goodness. Well, how did you, I know this, I guess through the grapevine, that when you got wind that you were the reward school again this year, you didn't get it directly, you were out and about. So how did that happen, and how were you able to then convey that to the students, and what kind of reaction did they have?
It's an extremely interesting story, I think, because normally Mr. Strong would be the one that would tell us that. He's the one that received the news in our county first last year. But this year, they announced it.
Actually, Pecos County called me.
They called you.
Diane Elder called me and said, guess what, Jerry?
But
wow.
It was a lot later last year. It was about 3 weeks later than it was this year. Frankly, I didn't know the date that it was supposed to come out. But I knew our data, and I knew that we probably were, just to be honest.
Right.
But I wasn't expecting it. It was the day before those abbreviated day, the first day that students were there until 9 o'clock. I was still working. And just before noon, my phone rang, and Paula Horizon, who's a former student, and he said, Miss White, have you received a press release today? And he proceeded to tell me that he had received a press release and that we were a reward school. And that's really awesome on his part because he could surprise me with that and get my honest reaction. So he got it all right.
He sure got it. Well, you know, time flies, so we need to take another quick break, and then we'll come back with some more information.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We try to hide our truths about our mental and substance use disorders from the world, and sometimes from ourselves. Saying I'm fine is a facade. By facing our problems, recovery begins, and we are empowered to speak our truth. Join the voices for recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner again. This is Susan Bailey sitting in the corner room at the Clay County Courthouse, and I've been here with Mr. Jerry Strong and Ms. Melissa White. We've been talking about some exceptional, excellent scores that the high school students have obtained 2 years in a row, 2 years running. And now Ms. White is going to give us a little more actual, factual data to go along with this.
This is something you can see in our data wall at school. Mm-hmm. This is what we see daily. And I would emphasize a couple of points. First of all, the state now has a ranking system for growth where on our TVAS. But TVAS used to be sort of a dirty word. We didn't want to talk about that. But now we like it quite a bit because we're achieving the highest level of ranking on that system. The highest level is blue, and we are blue across the board on every single EOC test that we take.
And I'm actually looking at the printout that Melissa has that shows that blue across the board, and there is not another line at all that has blue across the board.
That's Upper Cumberland Schools she's looking
at. Upper Cumberland Schools, and that's phenomenal.
Yes, it's really awesome. And again, this is for growth, not achievement. I want to keep mm-hmm. emphasizing that because we're still working on having our achievement be that good.
Mm-hmm.
But specifically, I'm going to tell you the test that was taken last spring and what the growth measure percentile was. Now, that means that you're comparing yourself to every other school that took that test,
mm-hmm.
and I'll go into more detail as I read one. The first one is Algebra 1. Our growth measure percentile ranking was 97, which means that our teachers and students grew their scores 97% or better than 97% of schools in the state. That's incredible.
It is.
And that is first in the Upper Cumberland rankings that Mr. Daniel gave for us at that 130 email that I was mentioning earlier. That's first out of 39 schools, and
wow.
That includes schools in Sumner County and Wilson County.
The bigger school mm-hmm. systems.
Algebra 2, or in the 99th percentile.
Wow.
That is first in the Upper Cumberland.
Mm-hmm.
And I would emphasize also, because I don't mind saying this, that that's also first in achievement in the Upper Cumberland.
Very good.
The Algebra 2 scores were first in achievement as well.
Wonderful.
Biology, 95th percentile, tied for first in the Upper Cumberland. Chemistry, 79th percentile, 10th in the Upper Cumberland. English 1, 96th
And that's out of 39 high schools.
39.
That's not a bad figure
that's
at
not
all.
A bad
that's
figure.
Very good.
No, that's
yeah.
still very good.
It's blue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. English 1, 96th percentile, which is first in the Upper Cumberland. English 2, 91st percentile, which is second in the Upper Cumberland. English 3 is 98th percentile, which is first in the Upper Cumberland. And I would like to go ahead and mention something that doesn't have a thing to do with our reward school status, but does have to do with plan and ACT, is that our plan composite score from last year, our sophomore test, was 98th percentile and third in the Upper Cumberland.
Wow, that is quite impressive. I just can't commend the school system, the teachers, the faculty, the students enough on their accomplishments and what they've been doing. They've been working hard.
Really hard.
And they've been listening, too. You know, it sounds like the students are really on board and they're listening, and their goals are where they need to be, and apparently they're interacting well with the faculty, and they're checking those goals on a regular basis, and they're working hard to make these accomplishments.
Exactly.
That's awesome. That is so good. Anything else y'all want to hit?
Well, I need to say here that the building, I'm going to take a little credit, and that is choosing the building principals that we have right now. I participated in that.
Mm-hmm.
We have principal's job is very difficult, and they're the most difficult jobs in the school system. If I were talking to the bus drivers, I'd say the bus drivers have the most difficult. If
Absolutely.
I talk to the crooks, I'd say the crooks have the most
You're
difficult.
A smart director.
all the people have a key role in this.
Absolutely.
And when we had our countywide in service, we have all our people there, not just the teachers. And that's the day we try to emphasize to everyone, all of you have a role in test scores. The bus driver in the morning, how they meet that child and react to that child kind of makes that child's day sometimes when
does.
That child's having a bad day.
It can make it or break it.
The cooks, the meals, mm-hmm. the teachers, the maintenance people, the janitors that interact with those students during the day.
Mm-hmm.
We have a gentleman at AK8, Mr. Cecil Bedexter,
oh,
is worth his weight in gold. And not only in the hard work he does, but how he treats the children and loves the children.
Yeah.
All those things are important ingredients in achieving these test scores.
Mm-hmm.
And Ms. White's mentioned the feeder schools that come up. You wouldn't have those scores at the high school if you didn't have the feeder schools participating and doing their
Without
job.
Without a
so,
doubt.
These are all important ingredients. But the building principals, they have two jobs. They have to manage the buildings themselves, and I'm talking about the discipline, taking care of the facility, mm-hmm. scheduling things in the facility, and all those things. But now they have a job that's equally time-consuming of in evaluations mm-hmm. and in promoting academics. And we have three principals that have both of those abilities. And I'm very tickled, particularly on the academic side, in how they've taken hold of all the state requirements and mm-hmm. have emphasized those with the teachers and worked with the teachers in accomplishing what we're accomplishing. I want the public to know that we have a great school system right now. Not my credit, but the credit of the principals, the staff, the students, and the support that we receive from the community.
Well, that's an awesome statement coming from the director of schools, and it's pretty clear. You don't see turmoil, you don't see confusion, you don't see disorientation. You see a smooth run ship, actually, when you're in any of the school systems and people working together, and that's a valuable thing. That's absolutely a valuable thing. I know y'all are busy today, and I really do appreciate you taking the time out, because I know it's valuable time away from your job and your all of the tasks that you have at hand right now. So thank you again so much for coming today.
Oh, thank you for allowing us. And we did have a hectic schedule, but now if we get to brag on our students, we're going to take time to do that.
That's a good thing. And you're welcome back anytime. You know, just give us a holler when you give us a holler.
That's another kind of holler.
That's right.
Thank you so much. And I would like to remind everyone that our first football game is at Jackson County tomorrow night at 7 p.m. It's mm-hmm. a very competitive game, so please go out to Gainesboro and support your Bulldogs.
Right. A short drive down the road. Nice straight road. So go
eat somewhere in Clay County on the way.
Yes, please do that. Okay, well, it's time for the birthday announcements. I need to get those out there. I've had several call-ins and messages that were sent in on birthday announcements. And remember, these announcements are through today, from August the 14th through August the 20th. So if you called in and it's not on there, it's because it's probably for next week. On August the 14th, happy birthday to Beth Duke York, and that comes in from Linda Scott, her mother-in-law, and also from Sam, Zayden, and Zaxton. We love you, Beth. And on August the 14th also, happy birthday to David Key from your wife, Tish. On August 15th, happy birthday to Ples Copas, who is 91 years young, was on the August the 15th. That's in from Jeff, Scarlett, Jake, Don, Alyssa, and they love you so much. Happy birthday to Bailey Ray McLaren, who was 19 on August the 15th. Love from your family. Happy anniversary to Spark and Michelle Short since 1998. And that comes in from Mimi. And also on August the 15th, happy birthday to Randall Kimes. And that's from Kayla and all your family.
on August the 16th. Happy birthday went out to Bonnie Smith, and that's from the Johnny Smith family and friends. Also on August the 16th, happy birthday to Eddie Smith. That was from your daughter, Kyla Smith, and also Johnny Smith and all the family and friends. Happy birthday on August the 16th to Kayla Jernigan. That is from Beverly Walker, and congratulations on your marriage too, Kayla. And also on August the 16th, happy birthday to Hunter Montgomery Smith, and that is from Johnny Smith family and friends. On August the 17th, happy birthday to Mildred Copas, who was 87 years young, and that's a call-in from Jeff, Scarlett, Jake, Don, Alyssa. Love you so much. On August the 17th, happy birthday to Libby Sherrill. That's from Kenny Westmoreland. Happy birthday also on August the 17th to Mark Mowers, Big 4-0, and that's a call-in from Mom and Dad, who love you bunches. On August 17th, happy birthday to Danny Anderson from David and Tish Key. And happy Sweet 16 on August the 17th to Miss Caprice Garrett. That's a call-in from all your family and from David and Tish Key. And also happy birthday on August the 17th to Amanda Sue Likens. That's coming in from Aunt Barbara Ann and Amanda, Darlena, and Ricky, David, and Tish Key. And also happy birthday now on August the 18th to Sheila Overstreet, who popped 57. That's a call-in from John, Deborah, and Jade. Happy birthday on August the 18th to Sandra Grace. That's a message from UCHRA staff. They wished you a birthday on August the 18th. And happy birthday to little six-year-old Lakin Rains on August the 18th. That was from Mama Linda and Papa Cornell. We love you very much. And happy birthday on August the 18th to Lori Nichols from Ma Winnie. Happy birthday to Jean Turner on August the 18th. That's from Dawn and Anita Cherry. And happy birthday on August the 18th to Kayla Scott. She was 8 years old. And that was in from Grandmother Jody. I think that's Grandmother Judy. Can't read my own writing. And on August the 19th, happy birthday to Xander Hale, who hit 11 years old. And that's from Mom and Dad. And also on August the 19th, happy birthday to Ben Upton. He hit an 18-year-old birthday. That's from Grandma Maggie and Grumpy Grandpa. Also on August the 19th, happy birthday to Kate Snell. That's from David and Tish Key and family. And also happy 9th birthday to Mr. Noah David Miller. That's from Grandmama and Granddaddy. And happy birthday to Ray Bowles. That's called in from Tammy and Rain. And then August the 20th today, happy birthday today to Judy Smith. That's from Jimmy, Tim, Cinda, Joe, Keisha, and all the kids. And happy birthday today to Cody Tidwell. You're 24 years old, in case you don't remember. Love you very much from Mom and family. And then happy birthday to big old 7-year-old Aiden King. That called in from Mom and Dad. So happy birthday to all these people. And one anniversary, too. We'll have a come out of the hat in just a little bit. And right now, we need to go to break. See you in a few minutes.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. We got a little bit of time left to go over some stuff. Kathy Merritt's joined me here now for the finishing up on the show, and we just had our birthday announcement, and we have covered just some awesome positive results from the Clay County school system, the Clay County High School. They just have done so well. Students seem like they're really focused and working well with their faculty, and it just and it just seems like a wonderful things are happening out there. We got a couple announcements on some things coming up this week. We got a lot of stuff on August the 22nd. I guess it starts out, let's see, it starts out probably, I'm going to say the first thing possibly is starting the dog days of summer. They're going to have on the square, it's going to be kind of a little celebration with hot dogs and other refreshments that are going to be on the square.
That's right.
And then along with that is the Clay County Opry. And
correct.
When do they start playing?
They start at noon to 3. So actually the local sales for the businesses and stuff will start when they open up for the dog days. And then noon to 3 here at the courthouse, inside if it's raining, music will be upstairs, and the hot dogs and soft drinks will be sold downstairs. Hot dogs $1. Outside, though, weather permitting.
All right, sounds good. And that means if you've got a guitar, a harmonica, something like that, bring it, and you can join right in. It's not just a specific group that is, you know, required to sing. This is for anybody that wants to practice your strumming and
your fiddle, your jug,
whatever.
Come on down, bring your chairs, join in, and even if you just want to come listen, grab your chairs and come down to the square.
And there's some really, really good music that goes on. I've hit several of those, and I really, really do enjoy them. And that's noon to 3.
Right.
The music is. And then also on August the 22nd, the class of 1995, who's been out now for 20 years, is going to get together at the old Salina High School. And that's going to be from 3 to 6. And they're asking you to bring finger foods. And if you have a question or you need to get in touch with them and see what else is going on or what else you might need to do, call 907-973-1380. And then also on August the 22nd, all this is on Saturday now, this coming Saturday, is an ATV motorcycle race at the Recreation Complex, and that's put on by the Salina Lions Club. So come on out and sponsor the Salina Lions Club. The admission, the gate admission, goes toward the Lions Club, and the Lions Club is instrumental in providing, helping to provide glasses for those in need. I'll just throw it out. If you know someone that's in need, you can apply to have some financial assistance toward getting some glasses, so don't forget that. And also, we're going to be, the Salina Lions Club is in the process of scheduling kids' sight eye examinations in the school system.
Awesome.
And that is from age 6 months, and we go up through age 6. The cutoff is when you hit the 7-year age mark. But any conditions that are caught early on can be reversed. Some conditions can never be reversed, and if they're not caught, and can lead to blindness. So it's very, very important. And when you get that form, be sure and fill it out and get it right back to the school. We have to have a signed permission slip to have those eye exams done. But it's a very good service that the Lions Club provides. And, again, come out and support the ATV motocross race at the Recreation Complex. That money goes toward those top benefits and programs. On the 29th, the class of 65 is having their 50th reunion at the Women's Building at the Clay County Recreation Complex. There's a meet and greet at 3 p.m., dinner at 4:30. And they're asking all members, whether you graduated or not, to come on out and enjoy it. And Girl Scout recruiting is ongoing right now at the K-8. And there's just keep in mind, in September, plan for the Doug Smith Memorial Run.
23rd is the Upton Funeral Home Open House.
Absolutely. That's on Sunday.
Yes.
So on Sunday afternoon from 1 to 3 o'clock, they're going to have an open house with refreshments, and the staff is going to be there available to answer any questions you might have and to also show you the changes and renovations that have taken place there. So that's a pretty big weekend coming up.
That is a big weekend.
We've got a lot going on. And then right around the corner.
Right around the corner. We're gearing up, aren't we?
We are. Well, Moonshine Days is just right around the corner, September the 4th
and 5th.
And we've got a lot of stuff going on. We're asking people to please look at the webpage or come by the chamber or something, those who are runners out
yes.
there. We have a half marathon that's going to take place at 7 a.m. on the 5th, which is Saturday. We also have a play, which is going to take place on the 5th, which is Saturday, at 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then our fun run is going to happen Saturday. We're looking at possibly in the afternoon.
Yes.
And that's going to be for the kiddos, and we're going to have a little obstacle course and run kind of combined effort. And Miss Diane Ledbetter is going to be helping us with that.
Awesome.
Diane helps with Relay for Life, and she's our area coordinator. She's going to be here and help us out with that, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Just be aware that we need you to sign up for these runs no later than the 24th. So we can guarantee you a T-shirt.
That's correct. And if you have had difficulty on our website, some folks with smartphones, Androids, tablets are having difficulty. If you can't navigate that, please check out Clay County Moonshine Days Facebook page if you have access, because you'll find the same information, the applications. We've transferred that. If you don't have access to Facebook, give us a call at the chamber, 931-243-3338, and we will help you out.
We can get that out to you. And there are fees, of course, for these runs. There's fees for any run that you get involved in.
Mm-hmm.
But for the fun run,
mm-hmm.
there's a $10 entry fee, and with that $10, all the children will get a T-shirt,
mm-hmm.
but guaranteed if you register before the 24th.
Right.
And all of those $10 entry fees, 100% of the $10 will be going to Relay for Life. So
correct.
You're going to be supporting cancer research and involvement. So please, please be aware of that and help us to support that program too.
Right.
We've got a lot of other things, I think, scheduled for Moonshine Days too, and we'll get back with that next Thursday.
Mm-hmm,
we've got
mm-hmm.
a lot of information to cover that's just specific to Moonshine Days, a lot of activities. I had somebody send me a message this morning. Are y'all still doing the grease pig chase?
I love that.
We most definitely are. We've got pretty much all the same things coming back. And tell a little bit about the Yeehaw Show.
Well, the Yeehaw Show, we are so excited because Yeehaw, we're going to have some local music. We're going to have Cousin Chet Catfish, and he actually is a dummy. He comes with his, I guess, what would you call him, his speaker, Ken Carter, ventriloquist. And Ken is actually going to come and be part of our Yeehaw Show. Prior to the show, he's going to be just kind of walking around the Moonshine Days Festival with Cousin Catfish and entertaining and enticing folks.
That sounds like
it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It is going to be a lot of fun.
We've had a little bit of experience with some ventriloquists lately, and it is so
oh
much fun.
My
so
gosh, funny. Yes.
Forward to that. Well, we have drawn. Actually, Miss Melissa drew a name for me
mm-hmm.
just a second ago before she left, and the winner of this week's birthday cake is Miss Sheila Overstreet.
Yay!
Sheila graduated. I'm trying to think. About 75, 76, something like that, from Salina High School.
Yes.
So congratulations, Miss Sheila Overstreet, on winning the Salina Dairy Queen cake today for this week. And I guess we're pretty much close to closing down. In closing, I want to thank Kathy for stepping in here last minute.
No problem.
And I want to thank Mr. Jerry Strong, Director of Schools, and Miss Melissa White, the Clay County High School Principal, and all of you listeners for a good show. And for now, this is Susan Bailey with the Clay County Corner, wishing everybody a beautiful and productive day. And tune in for a rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock p.m. on Kix 101.5 FM. Please keep our military in your daily prayers. And now I'm signing off from the Clay County Corner.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.